Vayter and Shasra and Dav Chav Zayin, picking up on Chav Vav and Beis by the bottom of the page, the next part of the Mishnah. We know that one of the things that the mourner has to do if a person loses a loved one, they got to flip over their beds. And so they sit like on a low and low and the floor in a low area. And now the Mishnah said, Ve'in ma'avrin al mitos zgufas. Ma'avrin is a sudas of Avra. They give him food to eat. If somebody comes and they come to eat with the avel, so they don't eat on something which is flipped over beds, rather they do on beds that are zakufos. Bein marvin ele almitos zakufos. So that's the Mishnah. Today we're going to be dealing with Tzitzit Gemara. We're going to be dealing with, until the next Mishnah at least, we're going to be talking about the beds, flipping over the beds. When do we flip over? How many beds do you flip over? When do you not? On Shabbos, before Shabbos, after Shabbos. Tanu Rabbanan. A holy chlebeis avel, somebody goes to be menachem avel, and at the time they get there, the person's eating, the avel's eating, imo yilibo gaspo, he's very close with this person, then you have ruim mitos kufuyos, and you give him to eat on mitzvah kufus on the bed that's already flipped over, just like the avil. V'amla, but he's not so close. And you have ruah mitzvah sukufus, give him food on that which is zakuf, which is straight up. Rava isra b'mil. So Rava had this happen. The isra b'misa means something happened bad to him, meaning somebody died in his family. He became an avil. Alugari abba marmarsa do abba bar manyumi. Abba marmarsa, who was also called abba bar manyumi, he came to be. He came to him. And he was bringing him food. Rava Zakif. Rava, he straightened out the bed in order for this Abba Bar Mata to sit. Abba Bar Mata coffee. He flipped it back over. Amar, Rava says, Kama lesbe daite lahitzim rabbanon. He says, wow, how much is this person lacking? I guess he thought there were BFFs, and Rava was kind of trying to say, we're not as close as you think we are. Tana rabbanon, aholich mimakom lamakom. This person's traveling all over. They're doing some business. And then what happens is they find out that somebody died and they become an avel. Beep, turn the page. Chav Zayin. Im yachal lamayit b'isko, if he's able to go ahead and lessen his business. In other words, meaning to say, he's able to yachal lamayit, he could stop doing his business, then you might. He should do that. He should do less. Because already, an avel is not allowed to do business while he's in a state of, in a massive of avelis. Vim lav, he's not able to. Right, he's going to do it. He's going to end up losing out a lot. Then yegalgel imahem. He could do business with others that are roll with it, with the other people that are with him. Rashi says ve'ino otzes chor b'fnei atzmo elam chabura. He shouldn't do business straight up just by himself. He should do it with the chabura that he's not like straight up doing the business, but he's it's more of a synodic manner. Tana rabba non. Let's continue with beds. Memes hakovin mitos. When do we go ahead and do we flip over the beds? At what stage, when the person passes away, do the relatives now flip their beds? We're going to see a machlokas here, and one says Misha Yetzi Mi Pesach Beiso, when the dead body leaves the entrance of the house. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Yeshua Omer says no, Misha Yistam HaGolel, when the Golel is covered over. That means when they close off the Golel is the you're buried in a coffin. When the coffin is covered over, that's when you do it. Maisa Shemeh. Wait. Oh, first of all, when it means that Mishiyista Magola, it doesn't mean when you put the cover on the coffin, but it means when it's actually being sealed, it means right before it's going to be buried. Maisa Shemeh Sabin Gamaliel Zakir, when he died. And Kevin Shiyatsumi Pesach Bey. So, when as soon as he went out of Pesach Bey, so Amar Lahem Rabbi Eliezer, who was the first opinion, he says, Kfumi to Sechem, he says, now flip over your beds. The Kevin Shinisa Magola, and once the goal was sealed, Amar Lahem Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua spoke up, and he said, same Rabbi Yeshua we saw before, he says, Kfumi to Sechem, you should go flip over your beds. Amar Lahem, back to him, Kfar Kafino al Bizakin. We already did it, Al Bizakin, meaning Al Bi Rabbi Eliezer. Tan Rabban, on Mamas, Zakin, Vesabitis, Bear of Shabbos, when do you do it? Erev Shabbos. Mina mincha ulamala, from mincha and on, right? That's when a person goes and they flip their beds. They start the process. Amar Rabbi Abba Barhuna, but they're not allowed to sit at them, by the way, when they're straight until Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Huna, afa pikein, like we see now, eni yoshev aleha atchetechshach, don't sit on it until it becomes the nighttime because it's still in avelis before Shabbos. Well, the motzei Shabbos, afa pikein lo leishev ele yom echad, a motzei Shabbos, even though they're only going to be sitting one more day, meaning the next morning they're getting up, they're sitting a little bit, chozer v'kofa, you flip it over on motzei Shabbos to go ahead and be in the state of mourning. Tana Rabban, na kofa mita, so somebody goes in and he flips over this bed, lo mitos bevadu kofa. It's not only his own, that bed that he sleeps on. All the beds that he has in his house, he goes and he flips. And we're going to see, obviously, start over. We're going to see This is talking about ones that they sit on, that they lie on. But if it's used for something else entirely, you know, the classic throw all your stuff on a particular couch type of thing, then not. So ten places, still kofas kulan. He flips over all of them. Like, okay, go around the house, make sure you flip them all over. Vafilu chamisha achim, you have five brothers. Umeis echad, one of the brothers die. Kula and Kofin, all of them have to flip over their beds in their homes where they are. But if you happen to have one type of bed, which is set aside for Kalim, you throw your stuff on there. It's your junk table, your couch. Then Ein Tzarich L'Kfoso, you don't have to go ahead and flip it over. Dargush, Ein Tzarich L'Kfoso. Dargush, you don't have to flip over. What in the world is a dargush? We're going to get into. Ella Zokfo, you stand it up. You don't go ahead and you flip it over, rather you stand it up. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, he says, Dargush Matiris Karbitov Hu Noflamei Love. What you do is you loosen the Karbitov. It has these, Rashi says, Karbitov Ritsuosav, it's straps. Shu Kein Tarnifnia. So they have these straps that are going on. So a nice picture of this. It's like a wood frame, and they have like a sheet in the middle, and the string's connected to it, and it's going, being looped all around the frame of the bed. So what you do is you just matir skabitov, you matir the loops, vu no famel, and it just falls by itself. My dargish. What is a dargish? Amar Ula. Ula says, arsa de gado. It is a seat which is used just for mazel. Rashi says, mita shimiyachnam osa lemazel tov. Mazel tov. The bed is set up just so they have good mazel. They don't use it all. Elim yachnam osa lishos mazel tov aleh. They leave this area and say, mazel should sit upon this. So, actually says, that's what a dargish is. So it says dargish, when the Gemara says dargish, ain't so yichin lakfosa, lezokfo, and Rashi Gamliel says dargish, matya eskabitav, who know for me I love. Now, what is this? He says that it's a good luck bed. Amalei Rabbi says to him, Elameata, if that's really the case, then Gabi Melech Netnan, then by the Melech, we have a Mishnah that says, Kola Am, Mesubim ala Aretz, Mishnah in the Durim, that says, all the people, they go, and this is when we're talking about now, when the king, if the king ends up being an Ovel, and he's going to be giving his food, all the people, they sit on the floor, for who may save ala dargish, but he rests on a dargish. Now, if you want to say that it's really a mazel tov bed, the mi'ika midi da ada idna lo esvine, is there such a thing that until now a person wouldn't go ahead and they wouldn't sit on it, right? They wouldn't go ahead and sit on such a thing because that's where it's for mazel or something. And now they go ahead and they sit on it. It doesn't make any sense, right? The oval is now going to go in to sit something. It doesn't make sense he's going to be sitting on it if that's what you're saying it is. Maskev Levavashi, he says, I understand what the problem is. What do you mean? My kusha, what's your question? Midi dahavi achil v'shtia. Just like we're eating and drinking. Dared, no, until now, lo achlini v'lo ashkine, we wouldn't go and give him food and drink. He would have his own food and drink. But hashta, now with the Sudas of Ra, we know that he doesn't have his own food, but we give him food from our food. Hashta, achlini v'ashkine, v'ashkine, we give him food and we give drink. And but things are going to be different. Except for the same thing also, we go ahead and we let him sit on something which he wouldn't normally go and sit on. Ali kasha, ha kasha. But if you really want to ask a question, this is the question that you should be asking. The Tanya will learn to the Braisa. Dargush ain't no tzarich lichbosa. You don't have to go and flip the dargush. El zok, you stand it up. Vi arsa de gada. If you want to say it's a bed, which is just a mazel bed, am I ain't no tzarich lichbosa? Why wouldn't you have to go and flip the mazel bed? Hatanya will learn to the Braisa. Kofa mitos, you flip over your bed. Lo mitos bavadu kofa, you don't flip over that bed. El kol mitos sheyesh below besach beso kofa, you flip over all the beds. So, you should flip over the dargush. What's going on over here? This question is really on Ulo, who says that it's just really a regular bed. So says Gemara, again, Umay Kasha, what's a Kasha? Mida Dahave Amita Miuchedes Lekalim. This is a Mita, it's Miuchedes Lekalim. Just like we learned, Titania. Imay Samita Miuchedes Lekalim. You have a Mita that's used for Kalim. You throw things on it, you know, you dump a table. And Ainu Tark Lechbos, you don't have to go and you don't have to flip it over. So here too, you have a mazel bed. The mazel bed doesn't have to be flipped over. It can be stood up, but you can stand up, you don't have to go and flip it over. We continue along in our attacks. Eli Kasha HaKasha. If you want to ask Kasha, this is the Kasha you should ask. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Dargush Matir Karbitav Hundo Femelov. You go and release the loops and it falls down by itself. If you thought it meant that it's this type of mazel bed, right? It's not something you sleep on. My Karbitin is like, what kind of Karbitin does it have in it? All right, the Karbitin is the thing you have these loops going on, but if not, then it wouldn't have Karbitin. And Echinami says, the Gemara, you're right. Okay, so he's wrong. It's not a mazel to bed that we're talking about. Kiyasa Rav Inu says, Amar Leim Ahumi Arbanan Verav Techlifa Bar Marav Hashemei. Dahav Shriach B'Shuka D'Gildoi. He was somebody who would often be by a market where they sold leather, and therefore he knew leather well. My Dargish says, what's Dargish? Says, Arsa Ditzla. It's a bed made out of Ditzla. Rashi says, or made out of leather. It's a leather bed. Itmar Nami, also it was stated that Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Dargish Seirugo Mitocho. The Dargish has the Seirugo where you grab onto it, it goes on the inside, the straps that go through the actual frame of the bed itself. Mita Seirugo al Gaba, when it's a regular bed, the Dargish is a weird one. Seirugo, the way that it's done is that it's done over, you throw the stuff over like a netting over the top, and then you go and you put the mattress on top of there, over there. So you see, Dargish is not the normal type of bed, but like we said, it's this leather type of matziv. Now, Amar Rav Yaakov Bar Acha, Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, what's the din? Halachik, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, halachas like him. I says, what do? You pull out the loops, and therefore what happens, the stuff falls to the ground. That's how you do it. Now we have another type of bed, Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Amar Rabbi Yasi, Mita Shenaklitel Yotzin. If you have a bed, Rashi says, Eitzin Yotzin, Mitzukanin, Mirashosav, Maglosav, Venosin, Eitz Aruch Aleim, Venosin, Esdinim Aleim, Lishmar, Mesvuvim. We saw this a lot in other Mesechthas, is that you have, imagine you lie down in the bed, and there's a pole right by your head and by your feet going up, and then a pole going across, so it's right on top of you, and then you throw a sheet over it, so it creates this canopy over there. So when you have it in order to guard yourself from Zvuvim, from flies, you have that pole over there. You can't flip it upside down, it's going to break those poles. Zokvo Vidayo. You can just lift it up on its side, and that is enough. Let's say a person didn't flip over his bed, but he went ahead and he slept on a chair. Agabe udnia, or on the, we spoke about this in the past, is a mortar. Or gidola mizu algabe karka. Or even sleeping in a way which is even more painful, algabe karka, doing the ground itself. Lo yitzid lichavasa, you were not yotzi de yirchof. Amar Yochan, Shalokim Kvias Amita. You did not do Kvias Amita. The point is not just to sleep on the floor, but you have to actually go ahead and flip over the bed. Tana Rabban on Mechabdin, Umar Beatsin, but Beis Avil. You're allowed to go ahead, you're allowed to sweep, you're allowed to sprinkle water on the ground in order to make the dirt go down. In the Beis Avil, this is not a problem to do such a thing. Umadichin Ka'urus, Akosu Selchus, Akitanis, Beis Avil. You're allowed to basically wash all the dishes that are found over there by the Beis Avil. Ve'inu Vienes, a Mugmar, Ves, a Besamim, the Beis Avil. You're allowed to bring in Mugmar and Besamim, different spices, incense and spices into the Beis Avil. Aini says, Aini, is that really true? You can't. V'hatani bar kapara. Ain mevarchin lo ala mugmar v'lo ala besamim bebeis avel. You're not allowed to go and make a bracha. We don't make a bracha on these things, on the incense and spices, which sounds like bruchei hu delo mevarchin, and we don't make a bracha on it. Ha, esinu misinu, they're allowed to bring it in. Otherwise, why would you tell me you're not allowed to make a bracha? It's more a lo kasha. Ha bebeis avel, ha bebeis hamenachemin. One, when it's talking about that it's also to do such a thing, that's like on the beis avel. Over there, you're not allowed to do that in the state of avelis. Ha bebeis hamenachemin. The other one's talking about where everybody comes in order to be Menachem. So there was like an inner room where they were, and there was an outer place where the Menachem would come to be Menachem Avil, and it could, you know, get its smell on over there. Rashi says, Krov of Mivian in Yon. Oh, right. Okay, anyway, where there are the people there, in order that it not smell too bad, so you let it bring stuff. It's like an air freshener thing. Zokta next Mishnah. Now we're talking about how we bring the food to the Avil. Says the Mishnah, Ein Molichin Lobesa Avil. You don't bring the food there. Lobetavla. You don't bring it on some sort of tray. Velo, in other words, means like some sort of fancy shtickle. Velo biskutla, and not some sort of very big, Rashi says, tamchoy, like a pot of sorts. Velo bekanin, you don't do it in a basket. Ella basalam, you put it into a regular type of basket. A kanon means like a big basket. You don't put it in a regular basket. Venom and birchas avelim b'moed, aval omdin b'shura u'minachmin. We don't do birchas avelim, which is a bracha that was said. It was a bracha that used to be said to the when they come back. From they would go ahead and bury the body. It was Baruch Menachem Avilim. So we don't go ahead and we don't say that. On Chol HaMoed, Aval Omdim Meshur Menachem, but we do do Meshurah where they go ahead and they pass by the mourner and we are Menachemim. Upotin Nesarabim. Then they go on their merry way. Ein Menichin Es Amita Rechov. You don't put the Mita, that means the body. You don't put it on the street. This means in order to haspida, to go and give a hesped over it. Shalola hargil is a hesped. In order to not make be margil doing hespedim, because there's things you're not allowed to do this on cholamorit. For great sages, they're allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it for a regular, you know, person. And therefore, we don't go and do it in rechov. So people should think that you're allowed to do it. Velo shal nashim leolam. And you don't do it for women at all. You don't stop them in the street. Mipnei hakavod, because of kavod, the honor of them. Rashi explains because it could be having dam come out, and that would be embarrassing. Zok the Heilige Gemara. Tanur Rabban on Barishona Yomolichim Beis Avel. Ashirim Beklusos Shel Kesef Shel Zav. It used to be that when they bring the food to people that were mourning, it would be the rich people would send it in a basket made of silver, made of gold, and the poor people Vaniim Basali Nitzarim Shel Arava Klufa. The poor people brought it in baskets that were made of peeled willow twigs from the Arava. They're embarrassed. The tzar mashal harava klufa. Then they were masakin. Everyone should do it like the banim did. Vnei kavod nishalim because of the honor of the aniyim. That shouldn't be embarrassed. Tana rabbanan. Another idea not to embarrass. Bereshan hayu mashkin bebeis avil. They give drinks in the beis avil. Aniyim beschuches lavana. The poor, the ashirim. Sorry, beschuches lavana. The poor, rich people would give it in. Literally means white glass. We've seen this a few times. It's on psachim. It's on brachos. That it's a very expensive type of glass. Vanim b'schuch of tzavua, colored glass, which is very poor. V'hayonim, especially they're embarrassed. Says kinesh yu akol mashkim b'schuch of tzavua. I would have it in colored glasses. M'pnei kfodim shel aniyim, because of the honor of the aniyim. But we shown originally what they did is how you megalim pnei shem, they'd show the faces of the rich people. Machasim pnei aniyim, they would cover those of the poor people. M'pnei shem mushcharim pnei aniyim pnei abatzores, because their faces were blackened because of the fact that they were fasting all the time. They had no food. V'hayonim, especially they were embarrassed. They saw the beautiful faces of the rich people. Caused people to cry over the poor people that they wouldn't show. It's embarrassing. So skin issue mechasim pnei akol. They've covered everyone pnei kvod and shalini because of the honor of the aniyim. Back to our dargah shtickle by rishonim. We're saying that shirim be dargah should take out the aniyim in the poor people that shirim in the dargah. Vaniyim the poor people. Beep. Turn the page. Chavzanim a base. Be klicha. They took out the klicha, which Rashi says is a mita shalmesim, and the bed they would carry the body on would be straight up and regular. Vaniyim avashim. They're embarrassed. Their skin issue kol mutziyim a klicha. Everyone's brought up a klicha. But Rishon originally they used to how you manichin as a mugmar tachas cholim. I am mason. They used to go and they would put mugmar, which is this the incense they put on the people that died if they had problems with their stomach. For you cholim, I am chayim as baishan. People that were alive, they were embarrassed because everyone's going, oh my gosh, everyone's going to know what's going to happen. So it's kinos you manichin tachas kol. They put on everyone pnei kvodim shacholim. I am chayim. The people that are alive that they shouldn't be embarrassed. But Rishon originally they used to how you met the bilin as a kelim al gabi nius mesos. They would go and they would take the kelim that were touched by women that were nidos, and then when they would die, they would go and they would put them in the mikvah before they would die. And Rashi says, "Hakelim shenishtam shebehen, but the mechayim, while they're still alive, shenitma b'negiyasam, because it became tummy with their touching, shanida metames b'negiyasa adav kelim. It's going to be metame nido metame adav kelim. And when they did that, vayu nidos chayos misbaychos, the living nidos were embarrassed. Rashi says, "Osh behem." They did for them what they didn't do with the other dead women. He's kinoshim at bilan al gabi kol nashu. Did for all women pnei kvodin shal nidos chayos. But Rishonim at bilan al gabi zavin meisim. Same idea. They'd go and do zavin meisim. They would go and there would be matpilit. V'hayu zavin chayim is byishim. They were embarrassed. He's kinoshim at bilan al gav hakol. They would do tefillah on anyone on all of these kelim. For the covet of the Zam Chaim. It was harder for them to even to pay, Rashi says, but Tachrichim Tovin, to pay good money on the Tachrichim, it ended up, it was so much that ended up being harder than the person even dying. They were literally leaving their dead there. They couldn't afford, they were getting embarrassed the fact that they're burying them in simple Tachrichim. So Acha Yukrov Manichim Osan Barchin, they're running. So what happened was the rich people that were going in and burying people and you know their relatives and very chashiv tachrichim, and the poor people couldn't afford this. They didn't want to be seen, so he dropped the body and ran. Acha bring Gamliel v'no kalos rosh ba'atzmo, until Rabbi Gamliel went ahead and he behaved with kalos rosh on himself, and v'yatzu b'klei pishtan, they went out in very simple klei pishtan linen clothing, right, just straight up linen tachrichim. V'no go am acher v'lotzis b'klei pishtan, and that's what ended up happening. All the am started going out in such a way. Amarav pa pa va'ida nog. And now the way that we deal with afilu bitzarda barzuza, we put it even in something which is just worth a zuz. Sarda, Rashi says, is hanikne bezuz, cannabis, which is just bought in a bezuz. The next part of the Mishnah says, "Ein manichin esamita berchov." We don't leave it out in the street. We're talking about over here in Chol HaMoed, because again, we don't want people to go and giving eulogies and giving out, because you don't do that. But we know that when it comes to the Talmud Chacham, they do it, and that's what the Gemara is going to say right now. It says, "Amar Papa, ein moed b'fnei Talmud Chacham." There's no moed when it comes to Talmud Chacham. Meaning, yichol on laspido, you can do a spit on him. We saw this where Megillah Daf Gimel, my friends, dan, v'chol shekein chanuk upurim. Certainly, when it comes to chanuk upurim. It doesn't stand in the way of going ahead and giving a eulogy. Vahani mili b'fanav. This is only talking about in front of him. Aval shalo b'fanav lo, but not in front of him, then not. So you don't do it not in front of him. In fact, the Gemara, is it really true? V'arav Rav Kahana, sapte l'Rav Zvid min Ardoi b'fum Nara. Rav Kahana gave a eulogy for Rav Zvid of Narda in Pum Nara on Chol HaMoed. And yo, what's going on there? Amar Papi, Yom Shmuel, it was the day that he had heard about it when it came out. That's considered like it's in front of him, because right now, even though it wasn't that day, they just heard about it, so they eulogized it. Amarula Hesped Alalev. Hesped means to be Alalev. Rashi says, Mitapach Keneged Alev, that we go and we beat opposite the heart. That we go and we feel the pain, you hit. Tachsiv Al Shadayim Soptim. On the chest, they would beat. Tipuach Biyad. When it says the word tipuach, that means it's something done with the hand. And they would do what? Is when they would do clapping. Right? It says kofetz yad zulazu. They would hit their hands, all sorts of mourning. Oy! And they would hit their chests and they would clap their hands. Kilus beregel. It says kilus, it means with the foot. It's when a person goes and they would stomp their foot. Right? It says makaragla bakarka. When you go and you stamp your feet, you don't do it with a sandal, rather do it with a shoe. Mipnei asakana, because of sakana, because of danger. What could happen if a person wearing sandals is that it could flip over, the sandal will flip, and then the person can break their foot as they're stamping down. So make sure, safety first. I'm Rav Yochanan. Comes along Rav Yochanan. Avol kevan sheniana rosho. Once he goes ahead and he nods his head, Rashi says, Shanira Shaniche Meatzmo. You see that the guy is in a state of, okay, he feels comforted. Shuv Eimenachem Rashayim Leishivit. So the people are not allowed to go and sit by him anymore. It means that he's shown like he's accepted the matzav, and we don't go ahead and we don't continue being menachem someone like that. Another idea of Amar V'Yochanan, Kol Chayovim Lamu M'Pnei Nasi. Nasi, everyone has to stand in front of the Nasi, Chutz Mi Avel V'Chola, except for an Avel and a Chola, someone who's a mourner, and if they're sick. V'Yomar Rav Yochanan. Number three, La Kol Omrim Lahem Shvu. Everyone, we say, sit down. Rashi says, talking about when they're standing in front of the Nasi, everyone has to be said to sit down. You stay there until you stay standing until you're told to sit. Chutz me'ov v'chola, except for an ov v'chola. They don't have to get up. They can go and they can sit if they need to sit. Amar Ravid Amar Rav, Ovel Yom Rishon, Oser Lecho Lechem Mishalo. On the first day, he's not allowed to eat his own bread. He can't have his own, I mean, it's talking about like his own food. Mit Amar L'Rachmano L'Yecheskel, like the Pasuk, Hashem said, Yecheskel, that V'lechem Anoshim Lo Sochel, and the bread of people, the bread of other people don't eat, which means that a regular person would eat the bread of other people, but for some reason Hashem said, Yecheskel, Dafka, not eat the bread of other people. Rabbi Rav Yosef, Michlefes Dusayr La'adadi, they would go ahead and they would swap meals with each other, right? Each one would send them another meal if one of them was in a state of mourning. The Amar Rav Yehuda Rav Marav, another statement of Rav Marav, Mace Be'ir, if you have someone who dies in a city, Kol B'nei Ha'ir, Asur B'Sirus Malacha, everyone in that city, it's also for them to do Melachah. They're not allowed to go ahead, they're not allowed to be involved with work. Why? Because ultimately, they're supposed to be going ahead and making sure that the body is buried, is taken care of. Rav Hamnuna, Ikla Darumusa. Rav Hamnuna came and he visited Darumusa, Shama Kol Shippur de Shechva, and he heard that there was a shofar that was basically yelling out that somebody had died. And he saw there were people that were involved with working. He says to them, these people should go be in Chayrim. You know, we said not to go out and work. And what's going on? They're working. Not allowed to do so. So lo shechva ika b'masa. So lo shechva ika b'masa. Like, isn't there someone who's dead in the town? And therefore we have to bury them. Amrulei, they said to him, chavurasa ika b'masa. They have a chever kedisha. Rashi says chaburos sein sheilu kovrim meisim shalhem. These ones buried there, dead, vadom by themselves. Eilu kovrim meisim shalhem with them. They do it themselves. In other words, they don't need us. So that's what we did. It. So Amar Luis is back to them. Ihachi shayr luchu. If that's the case, you guys are off the hook. V'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav kolu meskashal meisu yosi midai. Anyone who's too hard for him, too much. In other words, that they're being misonein al midosa. They're going too much. They're doing too much. You know, there's excessive mourning that goes on. Al meis acher who boche. Eventually, he's going to end up dying for somebody else. He's going to end up crying for somebody else also. There's going to be more that's going to happen. You're going to be in so much pain. You're going to keep crying. You're crying basically just for no reason, or it's overkill. Sorry, man. This is going to end up having something not so good for you. There was a story. There was about a woman who lived in the story time by Rav Huna.
and his neighborhood. Havil Shiva Bnei, she had seven children. Meis Chadmei, one of them died. Havaska Bachia Bisrusa Ale, and she cried way too much for him. She just kept crying and crying and crying, and it was overkill. You know, you're not supposed to do such a thing. So what ended up happening? Shalach La Rav Huna. Rav Huna sent a message and says, "Lo tavdiachi, don't behave like this." Lo ashkecha bei, she didn't listen to him. Shalach lei, so he sent another message. Says, "Itzai simuto, if you listen to me, he's going to be good. But if lo, tzavitz zvadat lidach, you want to make that to be another matziv for somebody else. You want to make more tachrichim, as it says in the Mesoros Hashas. You want to make tachrichim again for someone else. And what happened was, miss, another one died. Misakula, and eventually, what ended up happening was all of them. Whoop." Lightning round, all of them end up dying. L'sof, amar la, he said to her, Timush zvadet l'nafshech. You better get stuff ready for yourself now. In other words, get your own tachrichim ready because you were still in that matzav. Humisa, and she ended up dying. Al tifku l'meisva al tanudu lo. The pasuk says, don't cry for the dead and do not shake your head for them. Meaning what? Al tifku l'meis, yosemidai. Means too much. V'al tanu lo, and don't shake your head, about tanulo means yoser mikashir, more than the proper amount. Ha ketzad. So what does that mean? How long? Shlosha yom lebechi, 3 days are for crying. V'shiva lehespit, 7 days for a hespit. V'shlosha legiyot to the tispos, 30 days where you don't go ahead and launder the clothing, you don't get haircuts. And mikan ve'elech, from then on, amar kodesh baruch hu, i'atem rachamanim bo yosem mimenu, mimeni. You guys, and after that, someone says, you're not more merciful than I am. Trust me, I know what I'm doing. I'll take care of business. B'chu b'chu laholech. The continuation of the pasuk is b'chu b'chu laholech. Cry a lot. Try a lot for somebody who leaves. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says laholech below banim. This means someone who leaves the world without having any children. That's when we go out and we cry for such a person. In the beginning, the pasuk says, don't cry for someone who's dead. And then it goes and says, but you can cry someone who leaves. So what are we talking about? It means someone who left in a way that there's nothing left. They don't have any children. And Rabbi Shimon Levi, lo azal lebe evla. Rabbi Shimon Levi didn't go be evla. He didn't go to a casa de luto, at a house of mourning. Ella, except for Lamanta Azabalobane, someone who went and they died, they left this world without any children. The Siv the Pasuk says, Bahu Bahu La Holech Kilo Yoshavod Vera as Eretz Mulato. Cry very, very much, a lot, for someone who leaves because he's not going to come back and see the land of where he was. He didn't leave any children to be able to hold on to what he has. Rav Huna Mar Zesha Avra Vera Vashanaba. What's this talking about? This is the person who did an Avera and then repeated the Avera. When the Pasuk says the Lashon of Lo Yashiv Od, he darshens it to mean that, what does it mean, the person is not going to come back? It means someone who did an Avera and then they repeated that Avera. Rashi says, Mashra Mikan Ve'elech Lo Yaseh Lom Tshuva. He's never going to end up doing Tshuva. Rav Huna L'tamei, Rav Huna goes according to his own logic. Dom Rav Huna, Kevin Shavar Av Adam Avera V'shanaba. Once a person goes and does an Avera and then they repeat that Avera, Hutra Lo, it becomes Mutter for themselves. And then they say, oh, I'm not going to go out and there's always new Tshuva because now it's Mutter. It says, Gemara, Hutra Lo Sakadadech. What do you think? It means that it's a Mutter? Ela Eima Nasis Lo Keheter. He makes it for himself as if it's really Mutter. Amar Rabbi Levi, for the first 3 days, he should see himself. He should see like there's a sword that's sitting between his two thighs. Tosos brings the Gemara in Shabbos that says, Echem in Achem Shemes, Yidugu Kolach, and everyone should be worried. Mishlosha at Shiva, and from 3 until day 7, Kilo Menachos lo Kenegdo Bekaren Zavis. It's like there in the corner. In other words, things are getting a little less intense for him, but it's waiting. Be careful. Mikan Velech, from then on, Kilo Averis Kenegdo Bashuk. You should see like the sword is like passing by in front of him in the street, in the marketplace. He needs to be careful of how he behaves, but it gets further and further away. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.